Business Leadership by Winston Churchill.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I love biographies. I love reading. And I'm getting fascinated with Winston Churchill. And he's pretty, you know, you got to love a guy who's got a cigar in his hand and a drink at all times. And this guy ran a country better than anybody could ever run a country. Obviously, he was the prime minister of England during World War II. And they literally said that there's no way that he could be an alcoholic because no alcoholic could drink as much as he did. He said that he basically mastered drinking but never getting drunk. And if you've watched any movies on him, that's true. But it's fascinating. And he's fascinating. And I want to take some quotes that he has, and I want to compare it to business leadership. So this is Business Leadership by Winston Churchill. Because I'm going to do a very funny comparison, because next podcast, I'm going to compare entrepreneurship with Eminem. Yes, the rapper Eminem. And we're going to pick one of his songs that you're going to love, and we're going to show you how it applies to being an entrepreneur. I know you probably know which one I'm talking about, but we'll get to that in a second. So let's talk about Winston Churchill. At 16 years old, I want to read you a quote from somebody who basically said this about Winston Churchill, in which he said, "Great upheavals, terrible struggles, war such as one cannot imagine. And I tell you, London will be in danger." Now, this is at 16 years old. This is Winston Churchill talking. "London will be attacked, and I shall be very prominent in the defense of London. I shall be in the command of the defenses of London, and I shall save London and England from disaster." Now, I can go further on with it, but I want you to comprehend what he just said. He really was at the pinnacle of his leadership at age 65. He's saying this at 16 years old. That's unbelievable if you think about it. This is Winston Churchill. And how many 16-year-olds talk like that? I'm impressed. If I gave this assignment to my son, I'd hate to see what that sentence would sound like. But he's basically saying, I already know. I already have a vision. I already know what my purpose is. I know what my destiny is. Listen, great leaders really are very confident in what they're trying to achieve as a person, not just as a company. I mean, I love running companies, but I overall know kind of what it is I do well and what I'm kind of here to do. I'm very confident in that. I don't struggle with that. I know every day when I wake up what I'm kind of, you know, designed to do well. And that's what leaders do, because they have a great confidence in their leadership. Winston Churchill, incredible confidence in his leadership. And step one is he had a vision. He already knew his vision and purpose. And he knew it at 16. Golly day, if you know it by 50, I compliment you. And then I'm going to read you another quote. And this is his leadership, how it really defined himself. And this is Winston Churchill talking. "I would say to the house, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival." This was his first speech as prime minister. I mean, you want to talk about confidence? You want to talk about defining himself? As a leader, you've got to define yourself to everybody that is under you. And it doesn't mean you brag or you. I always say, if you got to hand people your business card, you're not a very good leader. But you need to niche yourself in your leadership. You need to define the type of leader you're going to be. Now, obviously, he did it with a fantastic speech that clearly made everybody aware. You know, I mean, this is a legendary speech here. But the point is, in regards to leadership, how do you niche yourself out within your organization? I mean, your staff. Again, my staff, they know my weaknesses extremely well. Okay, they know what I'm good at and they know what I'm not good at. But they know what I'm good at, I'm really darn good at. And they understand that. So the weaknesses that I have, I don't try to be good in those. I don't even play the game. I'm always telling them, keep me in my strengths. My staff knows what they are. I have defined myself. I define myself with my partners. When I bring in a partner, I let them know, listen, this is where I can really help you. This is where I'm not going to be a lot of help. And I tell them kind of my leadership style. And it's kind of, let me just give you something. So as you define yourself, my leadership style is, in the beginning, when I have a partner, I'm very heavy on the front end. So I give you a lot of time for the first few months because I want you to have all the processes, systems going. Then I leave you alone. And then I say, only bring me in next when there's a problem. I'm not going to hold your hand forever. You know, how you define your leadership, it's there's a lot of ways to do that. But you need to carve out a niche within your leadership. So I've gone through two. He clearly understood his purpose. He defined his leadership. And then I love where he clearly knows his mission. He says, we shape our buildings, and afterwards our buildings shape us. Having dwelt and served for more than 40 years in the late chamber, and having derived very good pleasure and advantageous therein, I naturally would like to see it restored in all essentials, in all its form, convenience, and dignity. Basically, they got bombed, as you may know, from Germany. And he's saying, listen, you know what my next mission is? We're going to rebuild this thing. This is what I want. Because we're not down. Another thing that leadership does. Leadership defines a mission that's important to the organization, and then they rally people to get behind it. Now, this was his mission. And again, I'm just taking some quotes from him because I'm reading a fantastic book on Winston Churchill and things I'm learning from it. So again, you know, he knew his purpose, he defined himself, he understood his mission, and then if you're a leader, you got to be able to motivate people. Let me read you this. He says, we shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight in the seas and the oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the land grounds. We shall fight on the fields and on the streets. We shall fight on the hills, and we shall never surrender. Man, you're talking about Russian hell with a squirt gun. That's a legendary speech. He motivated those underneath of him. I mean, this is a legendary speech, but this is what leadership does. He had the mission, and now he's got to motivate people to get it done. And then when you get discouraged and you have to get your staff to persevere, and you have to persevere as a person, I love what he says again. I would say to the house, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat, victory at all costs, victory in spite of all terror, victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory, there is no survival. I mean, you're talking about just absolutely persevering spirit he had. And I love this. You know, I love partnering. And even Winston Churchill knew the value of that. In the days to come, the British and American peoples will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together side by side in majesty, in justice, and in peace. Partner with the Americans, obviously, for World War II. And finally, I mean, this was an incredible endeavor. Germany was ruthless at that time and ready to really take over England and near everybody over there in Europe. But he was realistic. Here's another quote. He says, far be it from me to paint a rosy picture of the future. This is a leader here. This is a leader of England. Far be it from me to paint a rosy picture of the future. Indeed, I do not think we should be justified in using any but the most somber tones and colors while our people, our empire, and indeed the whole English-speaking world are passing through a dark and deadly valley. I mean, clearly he understood the peril they were in. He had a clear, very realistic, as he says, very somber view of this. I'm reading a book on leadership, and everything when I read things, I look at it through a business lens or an entrepreneurship lens. So real quickly, on Winston Churchill, he clearly knew what his purpose was. He clearly defined his leadership style, his niche. He clarified the mission he had. Then he motivated those underneath of him to achieve it. He had perseverance. He understood the value of partnering. Partnering with the Americans at the time was pretty darn smart. And yet he was very realistic, which you have to be if you're going to lead people. They need to know that you're in reality. Again, that was Winston Churchill on business leadership. I did that because my next podcast is from the rapper Eminem. And I think you're going to really like this. So that'll be our next podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com. If you're looking to improve your internet presence and your leads via the internet, again, getstartedmarketing.com.